This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One thing we didn't get to, the three of us, was corporate profits, which is kind of too bad because we are coming up on a week that will be thick with what will surely be closely watched corporate profits. Apple, Twitter, UPS, and ExxonMobil report next week, to name just a couple. But it was Amazon's earnings this week that caught Wall Street up short. For the first time, Amazon broke out the numbers on its cloud computing services, or Amazon Web Services, if you want to get the branding in there. Revenue, roughly $1.5 billion. Profit, $265 million. The forecast for this rapidly growing piece of Amazon's business? Cloudy, but in the best possible way, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Amazon basically just revealed to the world that it owns the cloud and it's raining profit.
Yeah, I mean, really firing on all cylinders.
Colin Sebastian is a research analyst at Robert Baird. And the cloud, of course, means giant servers humming along all over the planet, storing data and running programs. Businesses love that because instead of buying all their own tech, they can rent from Amazon.
The reason they dominate is they created this market.
Amazon started as an online marketplace for everything. And to be that marketplace, it had to build more and more servers.
And they woke up one day and realized that they could sell that same service to other companies.
Right now, Amazon's cloud service has a 17% profit margin. But, says Colin Gillis with BGC Financial,
the concern is can you maintain the profitability, particularly as competitors want to pursue this marketplace and they're going to be aggressive on price.
Microsoft, Google, and IBM are far behind Amazon, but they are racing to catch up.
It's going to be tough for competitors to gain share.
Gene Munster is an analyst with Piper Jaffray. Amazon's web service, AWS, already has more than 1 million customers, including Netflix and NASA.
Now what we're seeing is businesses are standardizing on AWS. That means they're building applications that are optimized for AWS, and that just creates more stickiness.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has said web services could one day outsize Amazon's retail business, which might be a good thing. The retail side posted a loss last quarter. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.